What's up, everybody? It's Terrence Crawford, WBO welterweight champion of the world. You watching Jason Kobe.
What is Jalen Rose? I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Well, Richard Sherman wants Jerry Jones to say something. Here is what one of our favorite athletes had to say about the matter. He said the following, quote, "It's not pulling NFL owners like it is the rest of the country, because if it was, then they'd speak. Jerry Jones especially has no problem speaking up on any other time about anything else, but when it's such a serious issue and he could really make a huge impact on it with a few words, his silence speaks volumes." Since Richard Sherman said this, Dez Bryant has defended Jerry Jones. What do you think about Jerry Jones' silence?
White silence is violence, and I appreciate Richard Sherman doing the distinction, in particular for Jerry Jones, because he is loud on all things football. He is very loud on all things collective bargaining, but he's extremely quiet when it's time to talk about Black Lives Mattering and I Can't Breathe that's taking place not only in the country, in particular, in Texas, where George Floyd was born and raised. And so here's what I propose for the NFL owners. Do a video the way the players did and put all of the owners in there and tell us why Black Lives Matter to you. If they don't do that, NBA players, if they're not doing that, NFL players, that's something for you to now consider. I think this is an opportunity for both leagues to start that transparency and see if it creates a domino effect throughout the other professional sports.
Now, I love this idea of yours of the owners doing a video like the players did, sort of making a statement through a collective statement with all their faces in it. Because one thing that is striking in all these leagues is how different the faces of the owners look versus the faces of the players. And I think it'd be very important for them to make that statement. Now, one of the original statements against police brutality and for equality was made by Colin Kaepernick. It wasn't truly a statement. He was just taking a knee before games. We all know what happened that cost him his career. There are a lot of voices sort of calling for Colin Kaepernick to get back in the league. That includes Malcolm Jenkins. Matt Ryan says he deserves an opportunity, and also Steve Kerr. Kaepernick himself says he is more motivated to play now than ever. Jalen, do we see Colin Kaepernick with the team in training camp this season?
I see him back in the league because he was never out of the league based on performance. He was out of the league based on the fact that he was against police brutality against black and brown people and chose to protest silently at his job, and therefore he got whiteballed from the league. And so now that the movement has gone mainstream, people are now all of a sudden not necessarily losing endorsements and appearances, and corporations won't be shying away from the way they used to, people being outspoken about oppression and racism in this country.
And if people forget, but Colin Kaepernick, remember all the drama around that workout that he had where it was supposed to be at this place at this time, that it was going to be on a Saturday where teams couldn't make it? That just seems like such an odd saga that there wasn't truly an attempt for people to evaluate how good he is at playing the quarterback position. I think he needs to go to a training camp and play his way on. Like, that, it's not even that much at stake. If you are a team, why not take a shot? We've seen what he can do when he is on the field. And even in his last game as a quarterback, he played pretty well. I think he needs to be in a training camp this year. And I'm shocked that he hasn't even been committed to a team at this point. It absolutely has to happen as far as I'm concerned. I think it will. Now it'll see if he is good enough to play his way into a starting or a backup position on the team, which I would love to see him in the uniform this year. And Jalen, do you anticipate a lot of players like Kaepernick taking a knee for the anthem when play does finally resume?
See, a lot of these guys, and myself in particular, Jacoby, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Look over my shoulder. You see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, Bill Russell. You see those guys, right? Muhammad Ali, the late great. At a time when they were protesting, 98% of the people were black. Now the movement has gone mainstream. Blacks now live in the suburbs. There's more mixed families. And your parents who grew up in America that looked a lot different if they're 55 and older, well, their kids and their nieces and nephews don't feel like that anymore. So now to see white kids in the suburbs and or the city holding up signs to say Black Lives Matter, that's a level of progress that we have not had. And so for people like Colin, he made it vogue for people to have a voice, because the first time he did it, 12 people probably took a knee. But this time it's going to be hundreds of people that take a knee. And that's because Colin made the sacrifice of his career.
I also think that, and this is just something I just thought of, I think you will also see fans take a knee for the anthem, not just the players on the field. It'd be really interesting to see when this comes back and the NFL finally returns. Well, when the NFL does return, it is Jameis Winston on a new team, and he's very confident about his quarterbacking ability. Here's what Jameis Winston had to say. I know what I'm worth, and I know day in, day out, without publicly coming in and saying it, that historically, I'm one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. There are also reports that he's lost weight, that he's gone vegan, which is really disappointing because I love crab legs. I know he loves crab legs. I'm sure he's got to sneak in some crab legs there and again. But what do you think about Jameis Winston saying that historically he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game?
This is a hustle and learn year for Jameis, who led the league in passing yards last season, yet he's going to make $1 million and play behind Drew Brees this year. And I applaud his confidence. It almost reminds me of the video I saw him licking his fingers talking about a team was going to get a W. It's just like, okay, I figured out what it is. A rational confidence. I talk to you about that all of the time. What do you think I'm sitting in the locker room saying when y'all watching Last Dance and Michael Jordan trying to get his sixth championship? I'm like, we about to end that. The rest of the world not believing it. The same thing when you're young. I'm going to the league. People looking at me, I'm skinny. Got bumps on my face, can't really shoot, can't really dribble. You going to the league? Ha, 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 ha. That irrational confidence is what makes professional athletes elevate themselves and put themselves in position to be successful. Now, what he's saying isn't accurate.
What?
But I understand why he says it.
I like that he used the word historically, because usually when people look at history, they look at numbers and records. And last season, he did something that no quarterback has ever done before. Historically, he outperformed other quarterbacks with no one had ever thrown 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns in the same season. So historically, he is one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, technically, by the numbers. It is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, there's a lot of discussion about Michael Jordan on the wave of The Last Dance. But Michael Jordan isn't just a great basketball player. Apparently, he is also a great fisherman. Now, he didn't do this alone. He's with a crew. But this crew, look at the size of that fish. That is a 442-pound fish that they caught. Jalen, what do you think about Michael Jordan's 400-pound fish?
It's really impressive, but I can't front, and I need help from the audience, and I need your help, Jacoby. For those that don't know,
don't say
it. I've never been fishing. I've never
fished
fishing.
Either. I've never fished
for real.
Either. Is fishing
so
cultural?
Sponsor.
Is fishing cultural? I saw his crew. A lot of people on his crew looked more like me than they looked like you. Not the most
diverse
boat.
Here's what I want to say.
Michael Jordan had there.
It seems like if you're having a competition, you're going to go somewhere with a lot of fish, which means somebody's going to catch a huge fish. So if Michael Jordan didn't catch this one, and his crew, wasn't somebody else going to catch it?
Jalen, that's not how fish work. It's not like we're all searching for one single fish in a closed pond. Fish can swim freely around the globe wherever they would like. So that fish could have just gone the entire day without getting caught. That is how fish work. I will tell you more during this very short break. Only 2 minutes, and we're coming right back.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers, and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We tailored a segment just so Jalen Rose can decide what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving. So, if you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. First up, the Hawks GM had something interesting to say about the NBA season schedule. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The coronavirus is going to ultimately decide what happens with the NBA schedule. We can keep it moving for now.
Oh, keep it moving. Great.
We keep it moving.
Ed Orgeron had something inspiring to say about his LSU team. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. We will hit the brakes because we love Coach O so much. Go Tigers. And the Tigers went and registered to vote. He said the entire roster has registered to vote. What do you think, Jalen?
If you think about the mobilization that young people now have, the access to information, the power and prestige universities have, and the money and awareness coaches and leadership they should have, it seems like this is something that should have been happening for decades.
Yeah.
They influence collegiate age-appropriate kids. So I'm happy that Ed Orgeron is taking the initiative. And not saying that he's the only one. I'm pretty sure other coaches have probably done something sort of similar. But again, the silence of so many Big Five coaches is deafening. And Jacoby, again, I always say this. Sometimes I can't hear what you say because your actions are so loud. Can't hear y'all. It's crickets.
If you are still on this planet and you are of age, please register to vote if you are not registered to vote. Moving on, we have a new proposal about Major League Baseball returning. Keep it moving
They're
or hit the brakes.
They're going to play baseball. Keep it moving
keep it
for
moving.
Now.
We keep it moving.
But they miss a valuable one of your time.
One of your favorite boxers fought just last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. Tell the people about Shakur Stevenson, who knocked out Caraballo with a body blow last night.
Oh, you see that? You see the young fella getting his power together? Body shots, southpaw, digging in there, not sitting on the ropes, attacking. Mm. You see my young fella? Reminding me of a modern day Sugar Ray with his size and his charisma. Reminding me of a Floyd Money Mayweather with his ability to slip punches. Like, that's a superstar, Jacoby, in the making. I've been telling you about him for a couple of years. I got to reach out. We need to get him on the show.
I would love to have him on the show. Two boxers that Jalen Rose has been talking about for absolutely years are Terrence Crawford and Shakur Stevenson. And you've been talking about them for 3 years. It seems like the rest of the conversation is starting to catch up to you, Jalen. And Stevenson won last night, but this next boxer won the internet last night. Calvin Metcalf. Oh. Please say hit the brakes. You got to say hit the brakes. You got to say hit the brakes. Check out my man, Calvin Metcalf is fight ready. Look at the hair. Look at that beautiful hair. Jalen, what do you think about Metcalf's cut?
I love it. It reminds me of an old school basketball player named Granville Waiters. You look like you have a name like that to rock a dude like that. But also, I appreciate him owning his drop top. He just owned it, and I appreciate that. And if I had to do that, I would do the same, I think.
Oh, look at what you look like. There you are right
Whoa!
There. I love the lamb chop sideburns.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Pulled up to
I'm not giving y'all that.
Missing.
Y'all ain't getting that visual.
We need it. I know your barber. I'm going to get Andy Authentic, and I'm going to have him to take the mirror out from in front of you and give you that cut. I'm going to pay him so much money. I can't wait. I also can't
y'all
wait.
Y'all wouldn't get that visual if I was 95 years old.
You're probably going to look like that when you're 95, to be honest with you. When we come back, Reggie Bush and USC are back together. We'll discuss the implications right after this. 2 minutes and we're back.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, after 10 years, USC is going to end its disassociation with superstar running back Reggie Bush. What does that mean to you?
It was ridiculous in the first place. How many players have had allegations? How many schools have gotten suspended or got put on probation? And yet they still acknowledge the coach. That's currently happening with multiple programs in college basketball and football. Or acknowledge the player. Reggie Bush shouldn't have never been on this side of history. But I'm glad that they reversed it. He was an electric player.
Here's what this says to me. Hold on. Time out. This is what this says to me. We need the University of Michigan to do the same with the Fab Five. We need a statue outside. We need a banner in Ann Arbor. You guys have done so much for that institution and that basketball program that I don't want to see you guys get celebrated when you're old and gray. I don't want to see you guys limp out there in wheelchairs and be old and gray. I want to see this happen as soon as possible. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 4 o'clock. Right now it's time for Highly Questionable.
Thank you.
Dan Le Batard.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Welcome to the podcast exclusive part of the show. We always give the people what they want. Part of that is making exclusive content for our podcast. Not always possible with our current workflow, but we're doing our best. Now, Jalen, I want to talk to you about something. Here's what it is, Jay.
Okay.
We talked yesterday about sort of some of the institutions, and we talked about universities, but it's more than just universities. It's kind of across the world of sports and some of the iconography, some of the people, the things are named after, buildings, schools, and some statues of people that are being celebrated on college campuses and you know, throughout the country that need to change in the wake of this unrest, for lack of a better term. And we've already started to see some of that, Jalen. And do you think that we will see less Confederate flags at sporting events? Do you think that we will see names of schools and buildings on campuses be changed and all of the statues be taken down?
I think as our country has progressed over the last 500 years and realizes and very few tend to acknowledge how the impact of slavery really set up systematically for white people to have privilege. And while that privilege was taking place, so many things changed in our society after that. There were Jim Crow laws, there was segregation. We were looked at as 3/5 of a man, drank from colored fountains, didn't have the best accommodations, weren't allowed to own anything, had to sit at the back of the bus. There were so many things that have transpired over these years, and also hiring a police force to keep those laws and those rules in tow and enforce them against people that look like me. So many of those statues and those people celebrated at that time were deemed heroic, almost like the people that are dollar bills that we all have in pockets. But when you look deeper into some of the things that those individuals did, you feel like they shouldn't be celebrated now that we have the information. Gone with the Wind, classic movie to a lot of people, but it was offensive to so many black people. HBO, they removed it because they understand now if you're going to play something like that in the depictions of black people, like we were saying with Bruce Lee, it needs to have an explanation. It needs to have a level of context because the times have changed. And I use the example about the Washington Bullets becoming the Washington Wizards. But the Washington football team hasn't changed their name, but they should. And you know what? They will. Time is going to catch up with them also.
It will.
Just like it's caught up with coming. All of these statues.
I think another thing, I think Gone with the Wind is a good example because there are so many people that say Gone with the Wind, classic movie. What could possibly be wrong with that? And I think that we're also seeing the same thing with Christopher Columbus is, oh, Christopher Columbus, look, we'll have a day to celebrate him. We have Columbus Circle here in Manhattan. And you've seen just recently some Christopher Columbus statues have been taken down. Not necessarily. I don't know if it was the people that put them up, took them down, or if it was protesters that took them down, but they are being taken down. And I think that we'll see the same thing happen to the one right here in my city of New York on 57th and 8th. I think that statue, I bet, does not make it for the rest of 2020. What do you think?
I agree with you. And I just want to applaud the young people of all colors, races, and creeds right now throughout the world. Because I want to give you strength because you represent the change that elder generations like myself hope to see. And I am refreshed and somewhat encouraged by how this seems louder, how this seems more valid. And I want to say this respectfully. As a black guy, it doesn't mean I'm going to put down my guard and trust that the right thing is going to happen in so many circles because I've had this conversation my entire life. But I just hope that the people in power, and it's just unfortunate, and this is not political. This is so not political. This is individual. I'm speaking as a human being, as a taxpaying citizen. It's just so very unfortunate that someone in position of leadership that has the voice that our president has and uses social media the way that he uses it, but does it so irresponsibly. Oh, man. Like, how are you going to tweet out about the older guy getting pushed down in Buffalo and act like that was some sort of setup? Like, that's a human being. They pushed a man down. Like, just think of the image of 50 armed officers walking over a human being with assault rifles. How can you try to justify that in your mind in any way, shape, or form? And so I'll just say this. Everybody needs to take change seriously in corporate America, power structure, and whites need to own that they've had a privilege and not feel guilty about it anymore. Just own it. It's okay. There's certain things I have that I felt like was advantages for me, like money when I got it, you know, but I'm owning. Yeah, my teeth look good because I bought them. I'm not acting like I had these since 1973. That's not being real. And when we have those tough conversations and that level of transparency happens, it shouldn't stand out when David Jacoby gives the heartwarming story about Q in the industry. Because hundreds of people should be doing that. Same with coaches. Coach Pop, Steve Kerr, they stand out, Jacoby. You know why? Because basically everybody else is silent. Mm. The D3 coach that talked about Big Five coaches making money off of the players, but yet not having a comment right now, he stands out. Why? Because he's the only one with a saying something.
The statements that people want, they're not asking for much. They're asking for you to be against racism. That's all. just come out as against racism. Like, you know, like it's not political. It's really not. It's just, I am against racism. That's the statement that you have to say. You're either against racism or you're not. So if you're against racism, just say that. That's all. We're not asking for politicians.
The red sea citizens in this country across the world protesting, then changing laws and making sure the apprehension of people, whether it's arrest or whether it's a vehicle being stopped, that a lot of the laws get changed. That's like a civil liberty, Jacoby. It's not like we're asking for reparations. We're just asking for equality.
Equality. That's all. Don't even want payback for the last 400 years. Just equality moving forward. That's all. You know, that's all. That's all. Just equality. Jalen, can we talk about something really fun? I got something really fun I want to talk about. So LeBron James, right? He loves wine.
The king.
He loves it. Famously loves wine, and you see him drinking wine. He talks about drinking wine all the time. He's on Instagram drinking wine. He's a wine connoisseur, and he can do that. He's even brought wine to games before. Why? Because wine is legal to drink, and if you're over 21, you can drink wine. So they're not testing for recreational drugs, and there are many states in which medical and recreational marijuana is legal. So my question for you is, how far are the players going to take it? Like, am I going to see Instagram stories of NBA players just full on smoking blunts on lives? It's legal.
No,
they're not testing for it.
No.
So we're still going to pretend we're still going to sit around and pretend like they don't smoke weed. We're going to do that thing still.
And you ready for this? Okay. And you ready for this?
And
I'm speaking as what I consider a wise person that is closer to 50 than 21. There's closer to 50 than 21. I think adults need to be careful what they promote for kids. Let me give you an example. For everybody listening to my voice, you may have wine, beer, and or a cocktail in front of your kids. Are you smoking a joint or a blunt in front of them?
No.
That's the answer to your question. When you're an athlete, you have a responsibility that comes with the territory, whether you want to accept it or not. And it's a duality. One, education. You got to stay eligible in high school. You got to go to school, Jacoby. You got to carry a backpack. You got to stay eligible. And until the NBA changes the rule, guess what else you got to do unless you go to the G League or overseas or you go to sit out of here? College as well. You're on a path to education in your career. And then the second thing is, as I mentioned, you're required to be a role model. Unlike other trades, for example, my favorite actor or my favorite comedian, if they're smoking on their IG Live, it's considered a part of their shtick. Because when they were in high school, people weren't requiring them to be role models like they require athletes to be. So absolutely, even if it's legal, I anticipate people enjoying. But it's hypocritical to do something for the public that you won't do in front of your own kids.
It's a good point. And I also think that they might not test for it, but they might still have it as a banned substance. You see what I'm saying? So they might not test for it. So instead of sort of chemically getting you, I think they'll still have it as a banned substance. So if there is evidence on social media or you admit to doing it, they'll still be punishable.
So, and I want to throw you a lob here because I know that comment got people on the edge of their chairs. Like, that's why I love this pod. I love or hate what he just said. So I want to ask you a question because there are going to be some people debating about what we just talked about, drinking in front of your kids versus smoking. When your kids are young, they walk into the store with you. They see the bottles in the store. They see the bottles in your house. They see it. It becomes a part. It becomes a something normal. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you, and it's been legal your whole life. And by the way, it's worse for you than marijuana. It's worse for you than marijuana. But I want to get back to my question. Tell everybody why you will drink in front of your kids, but not smoke in front of them.
Well, I don't smoke because it's illegal. So that'd be breaking the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen and a cast member of the Disney Corporation. But I do drink in front of my kids.
A cigarette? A cigar?
No, I don't. Well, I don't smoke cigarettes or tobacco at all. And I don't smoke marijuana because it's illegal, obviously. But I'll tell you a story. I was at the beach, right? I went to get a six-pack before going to the beach, right? It was hot day out. You know, had the family. My wife was going to drive home, so I wasn't worried about that. So I drank a six-pack of beer. That was good. Six-pack of beer in the sunshine, jumping in the waves with my son. And the next day, my son goes, because he wants to stay in the water way too long. It's freezing cold, right? He's wild. He just wants to play with the waves for hours. And I'm in there, and we're going to the beach the next day. And he says to me, he goes, Daddy, you didn't spend enough time in the water with me yesterday. You were just drinking your beers. You had enough beers yesterday. So now you have to play in the water with me. And I was like, man, this kid is 7 years old. And all he knows is that his daddy drank a lot of beers yesterday. It certainly made me reconsider. You know, I was like, is that what you look at me as? Like the beer drinking daddy? Like, am I that dad now? I'm the beer drinking guy who doesn't want to play in the waves with his son. So the next day, no beers.
Made
at the
you
beach.
Feel like a deadbeat.
No beers at the beach. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, all right. I was like, I can't be the beer drinking, not playing with this kid, dad. That ain't me. So I played with my kid.
And I'm going
to, I swear he had mild hypothermia the next day. Mild hypothermia. He got out the water. He wanted to stay in forever. He got out the water. He started shivering. His lips turned blue. I was like, I'm about to freeze my son like a popsicle.
And I'm going to actually give the intelligent answer to my question. Because secondhand smoke may get them high.
Or I mean, it's proven that secondhand smoke is bad for people's health. It's proven. So
and
I would never intentionally
their
use
lungs.
It I know it's bad.
And their lungs. And their lungs.
Yeah. And also, I just don't want – there's a
smoke.
Difference to it. There's a smell to it. There's a smell to it that you don't want them to recognize or associate or have any sort of affiliation or association with. Like, there's a lot. But one thing I've also do is I tell my kids they can't drink caffeine. So if I have a beer or a cocktail, I go, oh, there's caffeine in there. I was like, there's caffeine in there, so you can't have it. I don't necessarily say alcohol all the time. That's not exactly the truth, but whatever.
No one any tells the truth parent, OG, big brother, older cousin, mentor, here's a tip for you. You don't have to promote your bad habits to those around you that are very impressionable. They don't have to become theirs. Just because you smoke or drink or curse or whatever you do, that it ain't something that you want to promote a youngster doing, you know? Maybe don't do it in front of them. Just food for thought.
Can I still drink beer at the beach, though? I really like drinking beer at the beach.
Of course. It's legal.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow, always giving you exclusive content on the podcast. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.